Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Rowe, and today we will cover the 7 C's of personal empowerment. But first, as always, it's the Empowerment Pledge, and that pledge is simply I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. Basically, is I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to do the things necessary to improve myself, my ways, my attitudes, my dispositions, the things that continue to be obstacles in my life. And I have to stop for a moment and examine myself and then begin the work of working on myself. And if you will, every day, just continue to acknowledge that you're becoming better. Acknowledge that you are working, that you are trying to make a difference in your own life. Then things will become better. So you have to be able to look at yourself, examine your ways, and then begin to become the best person that you can be. And that's all it is. It's a personal thing. It's a personal challenge. It's a personal way of delivering activities to yourself. And so this work is, I don't think it's a very difficult work, but it's a very challenging work in terms of being consistent. It's an everyday process of looking at yourself and examining your ways and trying to become better. And that's what it's all about. So if you would, today, each day, every day, just one day at a time, work on yourself. Look at yourself and begin to become completely honest with yourself about yourself. And that's the start. And that's where we begin with working on ourselves every day, just one day at a time. And so today we will practice, as always, gratitude. We will focus on humility and forgiveness, and then we'll get into today's activity. So as always, let's begin with gratitude. And this process for us, or for me, or for anyone who's practicing the Empowerment 365 process, is to start your day with gratitude. If you can humble yourself for just a few moments to get your ego, to get your responsibilities, to get your life out of the way for just a moment, so you can say, I am thankful for something. And that one thing that you should be thankful for is your life. Because no matter what you will do today, if you did not have your life, you would not be able to do it. So you have to become thankful for your life for many reasons. But the very most important one is that you have it. And that allows you the opportunity to experience life, to experience today. And the second aspect is I have to be thankful for my health. Things that I'm able to do for my body, for all the opportunities that my body allows me to experience every day. That's how you want to see things. You want to become humble enough to see yourself, see your life, and then become thankful for it every day. So if you can humble yourself, become grateful for the things that you do have, and become responsible for your life, then you got it. And the last part of it is forgiveness. If you can right now, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, if you can just drop for a moment all of the things that you've experienced, and you can, for just a moment, forgive. Just let go and forgive. Forgive yourself. Forgive someone else. Any words, actions, activity, behaviors, bad choices, decisions, whatever it is. Practice forgiving every day, and your life will change. You can begin your day with gratitude and humble yourself and begin to forgive. It changes your mind about some things, and it puts you in a different consciousness. And so if you do that every day, just continue to work on yourself, work on what you're hurt about, what you're angry about, and then practice forgiving, things will become better. Your life will be better, and you won't be stuck in the same old place. So today we're going to work on one of the seven C's, and the first one is a covenant. We went through that last week. So this week is commitment. And so if you combine those two elements of empowerment, the covenant is the bonding, unbreakable agreement, and the commitment is the support. You have to support any activity that you do, any agreement that you make, with commitment. And commitment is that effort, that activity, that part of you that's saying, I will do, I will, I am, I'm going to, I have to, I must. You have to make a commitment to yourself, to your life, to other people, and you have to honor that commitment. And in the world that we live in today, a lot of times when we make commitments, they're just verbal commitments that we really don't mean, or we make commitments on paper, and we don't have the honesty or the support of the commitment to really go through with following the covenant that we made. And so the beginning part is to make the covenant with yourself, because if you can make a covenant with yourself and honor that, it's really saying, I honor myself. And if you can honor yourself in every way, if you can make agreements that you say, I made an agreement, I'm going to stick to it, and practice sticking to whatever it is that you say. A lot of times what happens is, you know, the world that we live in is very easy to just kind of slide by on your agreements or not honor very many of the things that you do and say. And this practice is making you accountable for the things that you agree to and getting you to practice following those agreements and really supporting them with your own will, with your own self, because your word is your bond. And so if you will be responsible for your word, then things will begin to change in your life. It makes you accountable for the aspects of your life that you have agreed to or that you've made a commitment to. That's how it works. So continue to honor your agreements. Continue to practice honoring your covenants. Continue to practice every day the elements, tools of empowerment, which is gratitude, humility, and forgiveness. And this begins to create a balance in your life. And that balance is mental balance, physical balance, emotional balance. And that's what you want. You want to be able to have that type of balance in your life. And you get that balance through focus. And the more that you begin to focus on your activities, begin to focus on your covenants, begin to focus on gratitude, begin to focus on humility and focusing on forgiveness, then you'll have it. And that leads you to faith. And that faith is a confidence, a complete confidence in yourself. And that is what it's all about. So if you can find the confidence in yourself, honor your agreements, become the best person that you can be, then you got it. This has been Empowerment 365 with Marvin Rohn. Join me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. 365 days of motivation and empowerment just for you. We're working on ourselves, and we're doing it every day. It's just a process. And so if you would practice becoming the best person that you can be today and every day, honor your covenant with yourself, and become completely committed to working yourself today and every day. I'm Marvin Rohn, and I want you to have a great day. Continue to focus on yourself, and I hope to talk to you. Have a great day. Peace.